local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Hero Flynn, you're the conservation officer. You're a conservation officer, or are you the conservation officer?
I'm one of two.
Okay, you are a conservation officer with Cork City Council, and I'm glad to have you back on air with me because we've got another urban orienteering route to tell people about, this time in Shandon. Let's explain the concept again, though, for those not like me who have forgotten what exactly this is. You go somewhere and then you follow trails?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, Dave. This is a great initiative. So last year, I'll just correct you actually, last year what we did is we set up the first route, which was through Shandon. And as conservation officer, my aim is to promote built heritage and an appreciation of it in Cork City. So Shandon is full of amazing old historic buildings. Mm-hmm. So last year, we were trying to figure out a way of promoting it that was outdoors and fun and healthy. And the heritage officer in Cork City Council suggested urban orienteering. So some of us may be familiar with orienteering in the country, where you turn up, you're given a map and you run around and you go from checkpoint to checkpoint. Gotcha. And you mark them off on a little list. This is now in an urban context. So what we've done is we have little tiles, little ceramic tiles fixed onto buildings around Shandon. We have a map online. So when you go to corkcity.ie/orienteering, you can download the map and then off you go. And you just, you know, it's not very easy, but it's not very hard either. But it'll bring you to some really interesting buildings and make you, maybe the intention is that you look around and see the streets in a slightly different way and appreciate the built heritage.
Absolutely.
So the exciting thing that's happening on Friday is we're launching Route 2 because it's so successful. Yes. So it was so successful that we have been given the go-ahead to launch Route 2 that's going to go through the marsh, which is a vastly under-celebrated area of Cork City. It's a really fascinating area of the city. And then it'll go into the South Parish. So on Friday, and this is why I need to tell everybody, is in the Backwater Studio, so that's Wandsford's Quay, down opposite Social Welfare Office, there is a lovely artist. She's a ceramicist, Bernadette Tweet, and she's going to be running a workshop on how to make ceramic tiles. It's totally free. It's from 5:30 to 8:00 this Friday, the 25th of June, and it's the launch of Phase 2. So we're just encouraging people to come down, have a look, and we'll explain what we're doing, because the most important thing about this is about community engagement. So we are asking people to go out onto the streets and parts of historic buildings that they find interesting, and those sketches are entered into a competition and they could be used then to illustrate the route that would be permanently fixed on the street, so you could be famous forever. You can leave your legacy of your sketch on a ceramic tile that's marking the route.
And perhaps inspire you to become an architect and leave an even greater legacy on the built environment of the city in the future.
Exactly.
Wandsford Quay has a big kind of courtyard area there, just for people wondering how that's all to work, and I presume that's what assists in the social distancing and all of that crack.
Exactly, yeah. So don't worry, it'll all be very safe and COVID regulation compliant, yeah.
COVID appropriate, oh God, words that I can't wait to leave behind us sometime in the future. The Marsh, well, let me pick out one thing that I know. The Mercy Hospital used to be the Lord Mayor's residence.
Exactly. So this is one of the buildings that we all kind of go, the Mercy, whatever. But actually, when you look at it, it's incredible. And the plaster work on the inside and the building itself, it was the most important building in Cork City at one stage, and especially in the Marsh. That is going to be one of the stops on the route. So turn up on Friday to find out a bit more if you like. And if you can't come on Friday, we will have the website updated and there will be clear instructions on how to
go about it on your own, in your own good time. Yes. Actually, slightly similar in a way of turning up to a location and scanning a QR code and following prompts to something Cork Midsummer Festival have done, where they've done two authors, original material. So you turn up to the far side of the Shaky Bridge, Daly Bridge, and you scan a QR code and then you listen to this audio story with music, which will bring you through roots of the city. I'm like, whoa, let's do more of that.
Great.
So let's do more of your idea and let's do more of that idea. Yeah. Absolutely, brings the city to life.
So as part of the Shandon, so if anyone wants to give the Shandon orienteering route a go and just to get an idea of what's going on, when you do Shandon, there are little QR codes on these ceramic tiles that are fixed to the buildings, so you can scan them and then you can get a little bit of information around the area, around the buildings. There's a lovely bit from the folklore archive of a man telling about when he lived in that building. So yeah, it's have a go off Shandon and then come down on Friday. That's the most important thing.
It's Wandsford Quay Friday at 5, is that it?
half five until 8 o'clock. Come along whenever you can.
And that's for the launch.
The art competition will be open for 6 weeks, I think. After that, then we'll be choosing a winner, and the winners, there's going to be 8 checkpoints. So we need 8 different images by people. Okay. And they will then be made into the tiles.
So take a wander around the marsh and sketch a building or a site or a spot that you think is worthy, is it?
Yeah, and there's some really interesting architectural features. One that caught my fancy was there's a pole on Shear Street. Mm. It looks like a lamppost, but it's not a lamppost. It's called a stink pole.
Oh.
And that is because it is ventilating the old culverted sewers underneath the street. So we walk past these things all the time, but they're actually fascinating little stories in themselves. And that's one kind of yucky one. But
interesting, and it does make you think about the place in a different way. I just laughed when we mentioned the Mercy, because it was on RT News there not so long ago for some reason, and they took a shot of the front door, and there was a bloody weed grown out of the portico above it, and I was like, oh Jesus, I'll go down with a ladder myself, lads. So if anyone's listening, beautiful building, pull out the weeds, give it a bit of love. Do you know? I don't know. I can say that, you can't.
I better not.
Listen, thanks for the chats, Ciara Flynn. Really appreciate it. A new urban orienteering route, this time taken in the marsh, to add to the Shandon one. You'll find info on corkcity.ie/orienteering.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.